With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. It is, of course, Thanksgiving Day, and Black Friday comes tomorrow, and it has lost a little bit of its luster in recent years, but it's still a very exciting day for many.
Many people like Caitlin Bowen in Dallas just like the tradition.
I did it when I was little with my mom, and I always go out with friends or family to do Black Friday shopping.
But Black Friday is now more of a season than just one day. Holly Cortero is a spokeswoman for Galleria Dallas.
Retailers are offering discounts for longer periods of time.
And that report from Shelley Adler, it was a wet Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade.
For them, they're there for the taking.
Analysts envision a solid holiday shopping season, but perhaps not as robust as last year's.
Come rain or shine, and it was definitely raining today for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. Parade participants wore clear raincoats and ponchos as they marched, and many in the crowd donned umbrellas. This year, the holiday tradition featured new Spider-Man and Minnie Mouse balloons, and performances from Jennifer Hudson and Idina Menzel.
That is Donna Warder reporting. The FBI investigating threats against several of President-elect Trump's cabinet selections and appointees.
Bomb threats and swatting attacks were reported this week against a number of Trump's incoming administration members, including Chief of Staff Susie Wiles, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, who's been picked to be the next ambassador to the UN, and Lee Zeldin, the nominee to lead the EPA. A Trump transition team spokeswoman called the threats violent and un-American. The White House said President Biden had been briefed and that officials there are in touch with federal law enforcement and Trump's transition team. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. Some Christians are asking the question, are you ready for Bliss Friday this year?
You heard it right, Bliss Friday. It's a Christian alternative to Black Friday when everybody rushes off to buy Christmas gifts on the day after Thanksgiving. Bliss Friday features churches and ministries all across the nation choosing to stay away from the stores and instead devote their time to good works, organizing cleanup crews in their communities and working at soup kitchens. Bliss Friday has been going on since 2009. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court of the United Kingdom is considering a legal challenge focusing on the definition of what a woman is. It's part of a long-running dispute between a women's rights group and the Scottish government. The case seeks to clarify whether a transgender person with a gender recognition certificate that recognizes them as female can be regarded as a woman under equality laws in that country. This is SRN News. A former British soldier has been convicted of passing on sensitive information to the Iranian intelligence service.
They have found the former Royal Signals Corps soldier guilty on two counts that he committed an act prejudicial to the safety or interests of the state. In other words, found guilty of spying for an enemy state. In this case, Iran. He had denied this, saying that he wanted to be regarded as a double agent, had approached MI6 with a view to becoming a double agent. They hadn't taken him seriously. He went on to be arrested.
And that is the BBC's Lisa Dwyer reporting. The financial markets are closed today for the Thanksgiving Day holiday. They will reopen tomorrow, with the Dow reeling just a bit from a 138-point loss yesterday. Tomorrow's will be an abbreviated trading session on Wall Street for Black Friday. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.